Welcome to episode 465 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. The other day in my RSS feeder, a post dropped in from Miguel Goulin. If you don't follow Miguel on the web, I would encourage you to do so. He's an inveterate sharer and an interesting thinker and well worth a follow. But he was bemoaning the fact that Evernote was losing one of its features and had been casting around for a replacement. Well, I'm not an Evernote user, but the tool that Miguel was pointing to, I thought, had some merit, and it was called Readable. And Readable is a very simple tool. The idea is that using Readable, you can strip out some of the peripheral rubbish that appears on web pages and can interfere with your, let's say, your reading pleasure. Imagine that you're using it with a class of young people. Articles are often surrounded by adverts and nonsense and extra stuff. And you'd like to get rid of that. Readable can help with that. If you go to the Readable page, there's a setup section which you can click on, and that opens a series of different options that you can choose, and it gives you a preview window. You can change some of the options and see what effect that has on the text and the page that's in the preview. So you can change things like fonts and headers and the spacing and the width. It gives you some style themes that you can pick from, so you don't have to go through each one individually if you don't want to, and also some colour themes. And in there is an interesting one, for example. There's one called Web Readability, and that can perhaps be useful if some people find it difficult reading from screens. Anyway, you set up your output page using all those different options, choose the one that you think is best for you and works for you, and then simply drag the Readable bookmarklet to your bookmarks toolbar. That's it. It's then ready to use. So the next time you visit a really busy web page, you simply click on your Readable bookmarklet and all of those options that you chose will be applied to that page. All the extra gubbins that's surrounding the important information gets stripped out, and you can see a nice, plain, readable page. At any point, you can click on the close icon and return immediately back to the page as it was. So you can flip backwards and forwards between the two different options if you need to do so. And at the bottom of the readable page is the option to print out. So if you need to print that page, and assuming that you have the rights to do so and that it allows you to print from it, it's not copyright that is, then that might be a useful option too. So again, you get a nice, clean, printed textual representation. So that's Readable, a simple tool to use and definitely worth a look.